Merry Christmas.
It's time for Missouri's radio show about recreational boating.
Merry Christmas.
Bow to stern, port to starboard. It's a special holiday edition of Bob's No Wake Zone radio show.
Merry Christmas.
So, let's head down to the docks and see what's happening this week.
Thank you very much, Tina, and thank you, Santa Claus. And a good morning to you, Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, in our new time period, starting at 10:06. And that's what time it is. Hey, thanks. We're right on time this morning, guys. Hey, I got some last-minute gift ideas for you. And we're talking about last minute. You know, it's Christmas Eve. We've got Mike Shepard and also a couple of guests that are going to be sharing some information about Lake Race 2017 this morning. Then we're going to interview three women in a row. We've got Carrie Vanderlei, who is from the Reef Point Marina. She is the general manager at Racine, Wisconsin's 921 Slip Marina. Oh, wow. Gail Hine, putting together the 28th Annual Women's Sailing Convention, will be on 3rd. And then wrapping up the show today, Becca Doyle's back with us to talk about the St. Louis Boat Show coming up in late January. You know, if you're needing that perfect gift for any boater, look to Boat US. You can get a $24 basic membership as a gift, and they'll get all the benefits, 25 benefits, including services, subscriptions to Boat US magazine, unlimited towing memberships as well, and all kinds of good stuff for them. Memberships purchased between now and December 31st come up with a chance to win a $200 West Marine gift card. Now, wouldn't that be nice? While you're thinking about that, why don't you add on that freshwater towing package? So basically for $72, you can get a friend or you and your family a very interesting advantage with the Boat US membership and the Towboat US membership. Now you can go online, boatus.com, to sign up. You can also get hold of Captain Charlie Meyer or Captain Dave Anderson here at our Lake of the Ozarks towboat operation. Let me give you Captain Dave's number, 573-216-3890. They can do this registration right over the phone with a credit card. $72 a year includes that $24 basic membership in Boat US. Give them a call or go online, boatus.com, or you'll find links on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. Well, 2 weeks ago, we had a Lake Race social over at Performance Boat Center at the Redhead Grill. And the guest speaker for the night was Mike Shepard. And then we'll be hearing a little bit later in the audio from Mark Waddington and Brett Manier from Performance Boat Center.
The main reason why we're here tonight is I have the pleasure once again, for the third time, to thank a couple of guys who are so important to our event and to the Lake of the Ozarks in general. Our overall sponsors and especially our volunteers make it possible for us to put this event on. Without either or one or the other or anything like that, the event couldn't happen. It just wouldn't. I mean, that's the way it is. There's not enough resources or people to do the things without both working together like that. Those volunteers who are here tonight, thank you so much. I always want to make sure that I let you know that how important you are, and it makes all the difference in the world to us. Sponsors that are here tonight, thank you so much for doing what you do. Our race is a little bit different. We have a prize purse. We have one of the largest, if not the largest, prize purse in powerboat racing in the United States. Yes. Here at Lake of the Ozarks. And that comes from our sponsors. We couldn't do that. We couldn't attract those race teams to come all the way here from Florida, New York, Michigan, wherever they're coming from, all over the place, to here in central Missouri to come here and race. If we didn't have a little bit of incentive, those guys don't come for the money, though. They enjoy racing. But we do help them with lodging. We give them a little bit of money that they can transport their equipment back and forth. So it does help a lot, and it means a lot in promoting the event. I was fortunate enough to be at the OPA World Championships down in Inglewood, Florida, and I went around and talked to all of the race teams that were there. And to the T, everyone I talked to who has been to the Lake of the Ozarks always always says they will be back next year because they love coming here because of the way that we have the event set up and the hospitality they get. And the other big thing I heard from them all is we're very thankful for the rooms you give us. You wouldn't think that's that big a deal, but you know, something small like that, it's huge. And KJ over there is our lodging coordinator, and we appreciate your work. So, the thing we're here for is, I once again want to thank Mark and Brett for your confidence, your help, and all you do to make Lake Race possible. Without you, I can honestly tell you it wouldn't happen. I did ask Brett to bring some or all of the trophies this crew has put together this year in powerboat racing. Look at this. Have you guys been up here to see this? It's awesome. This is what they've brought to the Lake of the Ozarks. They're going around doing this, but while they're doing this, they're promoting Lake of the Ozarks at the same time. Performance Boat Center is really building performance boating at the Lake of the Ozarks. There's other people around working towards that too, but Performance Boat Center stands out front, and they're really, really pushing performance boating here at the lake. So we appreciate that because it benefits all of us. Mark, would you like?
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to thank Mike because he put on a great event last year. So if you would. Just to give you a little bit of background, we talked about hotel rooms. As I just finished my first full season, and Myrick, where are you at? Myrick is our driver, so if you don't know Myrick, raise your hand. Myrick's been racing with Anheuser-Busch and stuff for other guys for years. He's got about 15, 16 years of racing, so he's more experienced at this. I did my first full year, but to give you an idea, I never got one free hotel room, so not once. So as a matter of fact, we won Cocoa Beach, we won Marathon, we won Michigan City, and Lake Race, and on those races and so forth that we won, ultimately after winning all those, and we also won Worlds in Key West, we ended up even, meaning that from a registration fee and what we got paid for winning the races, we pretty much ended up even. Maybe it cost us a little bit of money, but so it gives you an idea that you don't win much from this. So then you spend, you know, $15,000-$20,000 to put everybody down into these races and do the race, and then you go to the next race and do the race and so forth. It's a big deal if somebody can help pay for hotel rooms, for example, to come to a race. Last year we put up an extra money to see if we could get extra people coming to our class. It didn't work last year. Part of the reason it didn't work is there was another race at Marathon at the end of June, and it really became an issue with getting those racers to come. This year there is no race in June, and we're really hoping with our experience racing with some of these guys that we can get them convinced to come to this race. So we're hoping that we get about three or four more boats in our class at least, if not other classes. So we're pretty excited about it. So this race coming up in June, we're working hard to get other guys to come to this race and make it a big deal for the lake. And at the end of the day, for us, a big part of this is making it a positive thing for the lake and how this brings people coming to the lake. Because honestly, what we see in our business is that we bring people from other cities and other parts of the country that come here, and then once they're here and experience the boating that we have here, a lot of them stay. They keep their boats here, they buy condos, and they stay, and this becomes a vacation spot for them. So that's, I mean, to me, that's a huge item of value that these businesses can bring to the lake, is bringing these people here, experiencing it, and then they want to come back. And not just come back to race, but come back to actually spend money and vacation here. So that's really a big part of it. Brett?
Thanks for all that. Really, we go around all the country and we do poker runs and we do races, and the lake race is right here, and maybe some of you don't hear it, but what Mike's saying and what Mark's saying is true. I've gone to many of the races, and these races that have been here, they really appreciate coming here and getting some money and leaving. They like the lake, they like the fresh water, they like the camaraderie, they like the Midwest mentality. The race guys, you know, they have real jobs. They're doing their daily thing, and they're spending their extra money on racing their boat because they enjoy it. And they come to our lake race and they get some cash, and they really, it really means a lot to them, makes them keep going. So the lake race has gotten better each year, and it's because of people in this room. I see the same faces when we got involved as a small sponsor hanging a banner 4 or 5 years ago, and here we are, the title sponsor several years later, and it's the same people in the room. So hats off to the volunteers and the people that help put this thing together, because here it is, December, and we're starting to plan an event in June, where I think some of these races we go to, they start 2 weeks before, because we try to figure out where we're going to park our truck and trailer, and there's an organization, and we're organized, and I just want to say my hat's off to everybody in this room for pulling it off, and I'm looking forward to an awesome Lake Race 2017, so thank you.
Lake Race takes place at the Bagnell Dam area, about a four-mile race course, if you will, the weekend after Memorial Day weekend. Thanks again to Mike, to Brett, and to Mark for sharing that information with us about Lake Race 2017. Well, that's time to take a break. We are Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Christmas Eve edition of the show on News Talk KRMS. 1150 AM, 97.5, 104.9, live streaming audio too, and General Manager Kerry Van Der Ay from the Reef Point Marina, Racine, Wisconsin, is next right here on the show. Don't go away.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive, and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.
Welcome back to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning, and it's cold in Racine, Wisconsin this time of year, just like it is here. Kerry Van Der Ay is the general manager for Reef Point Marina. She's going to be on the Boat U.S. guest line next to talk about something that just happened up there in the Milwaukee area, and congratulations to them. We'll send that out in advance. You know, Paradise Upholstery and Canvas is taking the time off, just like pretty much everybody else is going to be doing here for the Christmas holiday season. But boy, when it hits the new year, they're going to be up and running again. And you can use some duct tape to wrap those last-minute presents, but when duct tape just won't do on your boat, get a hold of Paradise Upholstery and Canvas. Give you their contact information right here. You can look them up on the web, paradiseupholstery.com. Maybe while you're sitting around after opening all the gifts, you can take a look at their website. Go to my website, bobsnowakezone.com, and click their link there. You can find a link to their website and also a link to their YouTube channel where you'll see some of their actual work in progress. Or you can give Pete a call, 573-216-7214. Merry Christmas to everyone from Paradise Upholstery and Canvas of Lake of the Ozarks. Well, I met Kerry Van Der Ay, the general manager for the Reef Point Marina at Racine, Wisconsin, at the Docks Expo. Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. I know it's cold there as well, and we're all going into winter, but we want to talk about boats, and we want to talk about marinas, and we want to talk about the marine business. So let's start first with a little background on Kerry. Tell us a little bit about your boating background, and how long have you been there at the Reef Point?
That sounds great, Bob. I appreciate that. So I started off in the hospitality industry, managed a hotel in Appleton, Wisconsin for about 6 years. Went into the property management organization then and actually managed some hospitals in the Fox Valley area as well for a couple of years. Wanted to go back into something related to hospitality, but not necessarily hospitality. So looking around, and this opportunity became available in Racine for Reef Point Marina. Interviewed a few times, and I've been here for about five seasons.
Now, the Reef Point Marina is part of a larger organization. Tell us a little bit about SG Marina Company.
Sure, yeah. So SG Marina is a property management company. The name actually represents Siegel Gallagher Management Company, which is based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They are a high-end property management company that manages high-end condos, commercial, brokerage, you name it, we manage it with pride. We take ownership in it as well. And Reef Point Marina was the first marina that they reached out to Racine County and said, hey, we can manage this better. My boss, who actually hired me on, has been a boater at Reef Point for 14 years, and he kind of seen the downturn and the upturn of Reef Point and really thought his company could provide something very valuable to Racine County. So approached Racine County and said, hey, you know, I think we could provide you better customer service. I think we could really, you know, take all of the amenities and really improve them and stick some money on where we believe it belongs, on what would be really valuable to the customers. And they were really interested, had a little more, you know, conversations over the next few months. And so we've been here for 4 years.
Well, you've done some good things. I was looking over your website. It says annual slip occupancy was up 30%, transient revenue up 200%, and some really good community involvement. So good job on your part. You obviously hit the nail on the head. Just recently, you got a nice award. Tell us about the Milwaukee A-List winner.
Yes. So about 2 months ago, Milwaukee does put together a competition and blast it out to everybody, you know, within the state of Wisconsin or further if you want to vote. Anybody can vote, and they put together the best of the best from restaurants to hotels to marinas to boat rentals, you name it, it's on that list. And we were listed as one of the contenders. Of course, when I found out we were on that list, I blasted it out to all of my customers, you know, through social media as well, just to get the word out there that this competition was being held and is strictly based on reviews and voter votes. And looks like we got enough votes, and we were listed Best Marina in 2016 by Milwaukee A-List. So we're super excited about that. We feel like we've taken a ton of pride and ownership in really trying to revitalize Reef Point Marina since the downturn about 10 years ago. So we're ecstatic about this certification and award.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of an overview of the marina facility there. It's quite large.
Yes, it is. So we are a 921 slip facility. It was established in 1987, and it was full. We had a huge waiting list in the beginning, probably for about 10, 15 years, just packed. I mean, it was amazing here. Then there was a downturn. Occupancy started to decrease. It was currently under owner, being ran by Skipper Butts, and they were doing a marvelous job. But, you know, after 25 years, Racine County did take a look into just changing out the management company, and that's when we came in. But we are 921 slip facility. We have a fuel dock on site featuring ValveTech marine grade fuel. We have three completely renovated restroom facilities on site, laundry facilities. We have a wonderful boater's lounge. We have an awesome ship store that we just 2 years ago completely did a full remodel. We actually offer boat side delivery service now. So whatever the customer wants, if they're sitting out on their boat, they want us to bring them a six-pack of beer, a Kringle, a couple donuts, they just shoot us a phone call. We'll bring it right out to them. So it's one of the services we provide. We also offer 24/7 ice delivery, 24/7 docking assistance. We just really pride ourselves on trying to accommodate the boater and make them really feel at home here. So we try to put those amenities and those services on. We also have an amazing restaurant on site featuring live entertainment on the weekends. The Reef Point Brewhouse does a phenomenal job. They have an awesome menu, awesome venue. But probably one of the best things about Reef Point Marina is that we're only located about a block and a half away from downtown Racine. Downtown Racine is a vibrant community that features over 50 restaurants. You have shopping boutiques, you have museums, you have the zoo, you have an awesome beach just not even a block away. So everything is within walking distance when you come to Reef Point Marina.
Wow.
So it's really convenient for boaters, annual slip holders, as well as transients.
Sure.
So we are a huge transient destination.
Well, you know, we met at Docks Expo and over at St. Charles, and you were there for a purpose. First, tell me, you know, what was your reaction to the event in its second year?
The event was very well done. It was very well organized. There was definitely some very educational seminars put on. The speakers were amazing. That they touched on topics that, you know, people should continuously hear about and hear about what's being improved on and kind of what's trending. So I definitely got a lot out of the Dock and Marina Expo, and all the exhibitors did a phenomenal job putting out all the services and amenities and different things that marinas are looking at how to revitalize their facility. So everything is kind of like a one-stop shop expo. So it was very well put on. My full purpose was to attend the Dock and Marina educational session put on by the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They did a marvelous job. That was a two-day course that was intertwined with the Marina and Dock Expo. So it was a wonderful time in St. Louis. They did a great job. I definitely hope and I guarantee they will continue hosting this event, and I guarantee just attendance will continue to increase.
Absolutely.
Just because the reputation of the event is so well.
Well, very good talking with you and meeting you, and thank you so much for telling us all about what you do there at the Reef Point Marina. Congratulations on the Milwaukee A-List win again, and we'll wish you a happy holidays, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Hey, I appreciate that so much, Bob.
Hello, this is Jerry Cartarelli with the Boat Owners Association of the United States, celebrating over 50 years' service to America's boaters. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Well, a big thank you to everybody that has participated in the annual Deck the Docks cruises aboard the Celebration Cruise Boat here at Lake of the Ozarks. Two more cruise dates coming up next Wednesday, the 28th, and then Friday, December 30th, will be the last of the cruises this year for Deck the Docks. We thank everybody that has participated so far. There are some seats still available, but you might want to get on the phone, 480-3212, or get on the website, which is cruiselakeoftheozarks.com. We'll have an announcement coming up probably after the first of the year about how much money was raised for the Dogwood Animal Shelter. Also, a calendar note for you this morning before we take our break. Saturday, December 7th and Sunday the 8th, Lake of the Ozarks Eagle Days is coming up. All kinds of activities going on. There'll be a coloring contest, photo contests, all kinds of things going on. Plus, the naturalists will be here with the actual birds. You'll be able to see them in person right up there close up, and it's a great event. Lake of the Ozarks EagleDays.com is the website. We're going to take our break. We'll be right back after these messages on News Talk KRMS. We're on 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, and on live streaming audio all over the world. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
And this is our Christmas wish for the whole world. Why can't we have Christmas every day of the year? Stop the wars and fighting. Be free from hurt and fear. Treat each other like brothers and sisters. Let God's love abound. Why can't we have Christmas all year round? Why can't we have Christmas all year round?
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet. You will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sniff. Let's dream about the future.
This is Andy Sumberg, District Educational Officer, United States Power Squadrons. Thanks for listening to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Show.
You made this a Christmas to remember. Springtime feelings in the middle of December.
Kenny and Dolly on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on a Saturday morning, the Christmas Eve edition of the show. Women's Sailing Convention is coming up in February. Gail Hine out in Southern California is going to be on the phone with us next on the Boat U.S. guest line. The folks at Marine Max wanted me to wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and to remind you that the gift of boating with no payments until spring is still going on at the Marine Max location here at Lake of the Ozarks. You can get a hold of them by stopping in at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard. Do it next Monday or Tuesday. They'll be more than happy to take a look at what you have in the way of inventory and show you around the place. You can call them at 573-365-5382 or go on the website marinemax.com. And again, from everybody at Marine Max Lake of the Ozarks, a very Merry Christmas to you. Coming up in early February, the 28th Annual Women's Sailing Convention will take place out in beautiful sunny California. And to talk more about it on our Boat U.S. guest line with us today is Gail Hine. Gail, it's great to have you back on the program. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's good to have you back. It's been a couple of years, I guess, since we've talked about your event, and you're on the 28th year. Did you ever think you'd get this far with it?
Not really. It's amazing, but I have a great group of people who keep telling me that we got to keep doing it, and they're great chairmen in my committees, extra people that help make this event such a success. So it's very rewarding.
Well, it takes a lot of effort to put something like this together, even though you've done it a few years. It's always challenging to kind of get different speakers and different topics and so on and so forth. And then, of course, you know, getting those financial backers like the Boat Owners Association of the United States, Boat U.S.
Right, right. I actually have over 40 other sponsors, that some of which are cash and some of which are in kind. It's amazing how many fantastic companies like Sebago and Mariners Insurance and Switlick and Forsbar and Gill are all sponsors, have been sponsors of my event for many, many years. Samson Boat and Davis and Flights and McLube and all these wonderful companies just come on board every year and feel that this is a very rewarding event and they want to be a part of it.
Well, it obviously is, and there is a ton going on this one day. It's Saturday, February the 4th at the Bahia Corinthian Yacht Club in Corona del Mar, California. And I hear it's nice out there in February.
It usually is. It's usually about 70 degrees. In the 28 years I've been holding this, we've only had rain 3 times, so that's a pretty good record.
Well, that's true. You've got a great connection upstairs then on that. Give us just a kind of a brief overview for the Women's Sailing Convention. Just kind of give us an overview of what happens that day.
Well, it's an all-day event. It starts at 8:30 in the morning, and we provide a fantastic buffet breakfast. Then the gals break for one of 4 sessions of workshops. There are morning workshops and afternoon workshops, and the fabulous lunch in between. And then they have 14 different workshops in the morning to pick from, 12 or 13 in the afternoon. Actually, 16 in the afternoon. And then there's a fabulous dinner served. It's not a buffet. It's served by people at the yacht club. And then we have a speaker. And then raffle gifts, fantastic group package of raffle gifts that we've packaged up from the various sponsorships and that have been given to goodies that we've been given. And it's a unique event in a sense, and it's very high quality, it's very well organized, and it has a presence that most of the women find absolutely charming. Everything about it, the color scheme, the flowers on the table, the clothing, it's all color coordinated, and you know how ladies like to shop. And
absolutely. Well, you've got 27 guest speakers, and of those, I noted that 11 of them are actually licensed U.S. Coast Guard captains, including
right.
your title speaker, your featured speaker for the day. Tell us a little bit about Captain Osinski.
It's Osinski.
Osinski, okay,
Osinski,
Captain Osinski.
She's a fantastic gal. She has a fleet of boats, probably three or four different boats. The largest is a Beneteau Oceanus 40, and she brings that up from San Diego with a whole boatload of girls who are going to come to this convention. And so she's instructing them on the way up to the convention. They attend the convention, and she instructs them on the way back. We have a couple of boats doing that, another one from San Diego and one from Marina Del Rey. Captain Osinski is an aquatics expert. She's a swimming instructor, a coach, a crew, a pool manager. She does a lot of legal testimonies with regarding things like that. If a swimming pool's had an accident or it doesn't function, she's done a lot of that, and facility design and management and operation. And she teaches for us the NAV classes in the morning. And then in the afternoon, she takes her boat out with a group of students from the convention and teaches them offshore cruising skills. I mean, this year she's going to do a nav class in the morning called iPad Navigation, and she's going to recommend what applications work best on your iPad for use on the boat, and we'll be teaching that as a new class this year. So, and we've had several sign-ups for that already.
Well, it's a jam-packed day. Each attendee selects two land-based seminars and then one water-based workshop. And one of the other workshops covers some anchoring basics and docking and actually intro to powerboats as well, because a lot of times sailors also have to have a little dinghy behind. Registration for this is open now, but there is a limit of what I'm seeing here on your information on your website is 220. You already have some people signed up?
Oh, I have 50 signed up already in the early bird registration that runs through December. And then in January, the price goes up a little bit, $15 or so. But you can register anytime between now and January 31st, and we'll be welcoming gals from all over the country. We have, right now, there are 9 different states with women registered from 9 states: Florida, Texas, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Missouri, Colorado, New Mexico, and Illinois.
Well, and you said, did you tell me you've got 4 registrations from Missouri going?
Yep, 4 reservations from Missouri.
Well, yeah. You know, the sailing thing has continued to bubble, I guess you could say, in Missouri. There's several lakes that are sort of dedicated to the more sailing type vessels. You know, some lakes like the Ozarks, where we're based, is a little bit of both, but probably more power than sail. But still, there's quite a bit of interest in this. I want to highlight a couple of the, land-based workshops that's going to be going on. One that kind of interests me was presented by Captain Holly Scott. It's called Dabble in Diesels. So what are you going to learn there?
Well, so we have a diesel engine on a cart, and she shows them how to change the filters, the oil, how to bleed the lines, and tries to make it simple for the people who are taking the class. It's not basically how to repair an engine, but it's how to troubleshoot in many ways. She's an expert at this, and she's actually a world-class sailor. She teaches 4 workshops in this event, 2 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. So she's very highly recommended. I mean, some women will come to this convention just to take her workshops because she's so fantastic, as are several of others, like Captain Nancy Early from Washington State. She's a world-class sailor, has done 2 circumnavigations, and she comes down to this event every year. The quality of the instructors is beyond imagination. They are just all awesome.
I was noticing here on hers, the information on her seminar is 10 things I wish I knew before I went cruising.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's got a lot of experience with going around the world twice.
Right,
I see
right.
Here easy electrical education, night navigation, winch wizardry, when you're single-handed running your boat. I mean, there's just a great variety of classes to take along with those onboard
right.
and out-on-the-water workshops. All right, one more time. Gail Hines has been our guest. Gail, tell us a website where people can get more information and get the registration information.
It's called womenssailingconvention.com. 2 S's in the middle, womenssailingconvention.com. Registration is there. There's an 8-page color brochure. You can register and pay online. And we hope to see some of you more gals from the Midwest. That would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, Gail, thank you so much again. Best of luck with the 28th annual Southern California Yacht Club's Women's Sailing Convention coming up on Saturday, February the 4th. And again, that website for everybody is womenssailingconvention.com. Gail, thanks again, and best of luck.
Thank you very much, Captain Bob. Appreciate your call.
Because of Christmas Day.
Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show taking a break. We'll be right back with Becca Doyle talking about the St. Louis Boat Show coming up on News Talk KRMS. Don't go away.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
Earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea, from boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.
So Mannheim Steamroller this morning, getting us back into Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. It's our final segment of the program this morning on this Christmas Eve morning. Yeah. Becca Doyle is the show manager for the St. Louis and Kansas City Boat Shows. We're going to be talking about the St. Louis Show coming up in late January, as Becca will join us shortly right here on this very radio station. You know, our program has been presented for almost all, well, it has been all 6 years, by Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. And we want to thank Joanne Clark and the entire crew at the Lynn Creek location, Hydrohoist of the Ozarks, right there on Highway 54. Merry Christmas to you and everyone there at Hydrohoist. Of course, their headquarters for the world are in Claremore, Oklahoma. Get a hold of Joanne Clark if you need a boat lift, need some repair work done, need something for your PWC or a power pedestal for your dock. She can take care of you. jclark@boatlift.com. You can find out more information about all the Hydrohoist operations around the world by going to boatlift.com. Also wanted to pass along a Merry Christmas from Missy and Anita at Show Me Shirts, the shirt shop down in Camdenton. Screen printing, an official Laker apparel store, plus they do a great job on embroidery work, and they wanted to wish you and yours and all their customers a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As you are planning things for your business or your team, if you will, for the next year, keep in mind that Show Me Shirts, the shirt shop there in Camdenton, can take care of all your needs, whether it be screen printing for shirts or it might be embroidery, depending on your specific need. Get a hold of Anita or Missy at Show Me Shirts, the shirt shop, right there on Highway 54, Camdenton, right across from Stewart's Restaurant and the Central Bank. Time to talk about boat shows again. The St. Louis Boat and Sports Show is coming up at America Center and the Edward Jones Dome, January 26th through 29th of 2017. And to talk more about it, we have Becca Doyle, the show manager, with us from the National Marine Manufacturers Association. Good to have you back on the show with us.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here. Excited for boat show season.
Absolutely. What's the National Marine Manufacturers Association? Tell our listeners a little bit about what that organization is all about.
The goal of National Marine Manufacturers Association, we also go by NMMA, is to promote recreational boating and make it affordable and accessible.
And they're the ones with the Discover Boating program that was, I guess, still going on?
Yeah, so Discover Boating, if you go to discoverboating.com, there's lots of tools for you to go in, say, you know, maybe you don't know that much about boating, but you want to learn more. there's lots of fun tools on there that you can kind of go in and say, you know, help me discover what kind of boat that might be a good fit for me. And, you know, if it just kind of depends on what you want to do with your boat. I mean, if you want to go fishing, there's a certain type of boat for you. If you want to be out there tubing, or if you just want to cruise around with your family, I mean, it's really cool how it kind of guides you through the process of the boat buying procedure. It's a good site. Check it out, discoverboating.com.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And, of course, you know, discovering what's going on in boating and in outdoor sports is what this show's all about. Let's talk a little bit about some of the special things that are kind of added in around in all the exhibits that people will see when they're there. Let's talk about the Marine Electronics University. That's fascinating.
Yeah, so we will have Lawrence on site teaching the Marine Electronics University is what we call it, but essentially what it is we have a separate classroom dedicated to just learning the ins and outs of marine electronics. So it's more for someone who's new to it, and you essentially just go in and they'll kind of walk you through the process of how you operate it and when you're going to need to use what tool and all that kind of thing. So they're, you know, really knowledgeable, much more knowledgeable than I sound talking about it right now, but they do a really, really good job. And at the end of the class, it's actually, you get to keep the chip that they give you, which I think is worth about $100. So it's a really great deal. And the ticket price for that is $12. So it's $24 total. So you pay $12 to get into the show. And then the class is just $12. So
okay, very good. Check the schedule for that, and we'll give you the website in just a minute. You mentioned there's going to be an archery range, and that's kind of an interesting addition to the show.
Yeah, the National Wild Turkey Federation will be there, and it's a kids' archery and BB gun range, so it's just kind of a fun thing for kids to do while they're at the show.
Also, at the St. Louis show, we're going to have the antique and classic boat display. These guys are amazing with these boats.
Yeah, and they're beautiful boats. It's fun just to kind of go and walk around, and they'll tell you all about them.
Now, let's talk about Fred Shedd, the DIY guys. I mean, these guys are fabulous.
Yeah, Fred Shedd is basically just a, you know, it's a place where you can go if you're a boat owner and you're just looking for maybe something, you're hearing a weird noise or something's going wrong with your boat. They're gonna be able to talk you through it and kind of figure out what's going on, give you some advice, tips on maintenance and repair. And they're really the experts.
And, you know, they're really sensible about it, too. I mean, a couple of years ago, I had to ask a question about, we kept hearing this knocking on the bottom of our boat, and you know, kind of like that. And it's like, something's going wrong. Is that a bilge pump doing that? So I went up to one of the guys, and I said, hey, this is what I'm having done. And he said, well, no, those are either turtles or fish biting the stuff off the bottom of your boat. So I kind of figured that's what it was. Okay, paddle sports pool, that's something new.
Yeah, we'll have a pool where you can go in and test out a kayak or stand-up paddleboard. We'll actually have Sup Dog paddle sports out from here at the lake, and they'll be basically there on site. If you've never tried paddleboarding, they'll get you out there and talk you through what you need to do. And it's pretty cool. I mean, if you think about it, being able to go kayaking in January, I wish I had time to go during the show, but yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. It's just kind of a fun activity for kids and adults.
Yeah, that's a great new business over on the west side of the lake, Sup Dog paddleboard sports over there. Pirate Island is coming back. Captain Tim's going to have his pirate ship there.
Captain Tim and Wench Martha, they'll be there with their pirate ship, and you can climb aboard and grab a sword and, you know, go all out in your pirate mayhem.
Play like Johnny Depp, right?
Yeah.
Now, what else is going to be added to the show this year that's kind of new and exciting?
We'll have the Texas Bass Tank as well, so they'll be doing casting demonstrations. You can watch how it's like a 5,000-gallon tank. You see how fish react to the different baits. But another fun thing that we're doing this year is the Flywire Zip Line, which is just exactly like what it sounds like. You climb up a tower, and I think it's about 40 feet high. You get to the top, and then they'll get you all settled in your harness, and then you just soar across the dome floor and kind of take in the show from a different angle. But the idea behind it is that, you know, maybe you've never done zip lining, but it's a way to kind of get comfortable with it, and then you can go do it in the outdoors.
I see. I can already see the Facebook videos showing up of people zip lining through the dome, which is kind of neat. All right, so let's. Anything else that's coming up for the show this year in St. Louis?
We'll have Drew Benton on site, who is the Bassmaster Rookie of the Year, and he'll be doing some seminars. And otherwise, we'll be in the Tightlines UV Lure booth. So okay. Yeah, he'll be doing some seminars. It should be. Should be a fun time.
All right. And the website for the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show?
It's stlouisboatshow.com.
All right. And, of course, the NMMA's got lots of shows all over the place. Boatshow.com is their main website for all of those. Hope you'll show up. St. Louis Boat and Sports Show, January 26th through 29th, America Center and the Dome, downtown St. Louis. Hope to see you there. Admission?
Admission is $12 for adults, and then kids 15 and younger get in for free.
And Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show will be at both the St. Louis and the Kansas City Boat and Sports Shows. We hope to see you there this coming January. You know, your Lake Area Printing Center is smart postal centers. They do signs and graphics. They do packing and shipping if you've got some stuff to send back after Christmas tomorrow. They do copying and printing jobs, graphics. They do a great job of all of it, and we'd like to welcome them to the program. If you're a business owner, or if you just have some things you need to pack or ship, or if you need some copies of things, they do all that down there. Also have blueprint service as well. Smart Postal Centers, you'll find Tim Gardner and Jessica Thompson there. And their phone number right there in Osage Beach, 348-3100. You'll also find them right on Osage Beach Parkway, right across the street from Bandana's Restaurant. Going to put the wraps on it for Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show here on this Christmas Eve. My first mate, Mo. Our first dog mate, Maisie. And from Captain Bob, we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Have a great weekend, and we'll leave you with the Four Tops.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.